40 more days of joy and happiness. Our God gives good gifts. Ecclesiastes 3 teaches us, "For everything there is a season and a time for every activity under heaven. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from the beginning to the end. So, I concluded that there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts of God." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Some people have a really warped idea about God, who he is, what he wants, what his plans are, and on and on. Solomon, the human author of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, paints a picture in these verses today of a God of variety, joy, and eternity, who gives gifts to his children. I remember Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 to 11, when Jesus is speaking and he says, "Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Unquote. I think of how my wife and I raised our children and how happy we were to do things from time to time that made our children happy and joyful. With today's verses in mind, it's easy to see our Lord God as a provider of good things for his children, blessings for our joy and our happiness. The key for us is to live rightly before him and then receive his blessings with thankfulness. My prayer. Lord, I am thankful for all you have done and still do for me. I rejoice in you. Amen.